Well, we haven't heard from our next guest in a while, Stuart G. Hoffman, Senior Economic Advisor for the PNC Financial Services Group. Speaking to the Detroit Economic Club on October 6th at the Motor City Casino, topic of the speech is continued solid U.S. economic and job growth recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. You can get more information at econclub.org, econclub.org. But, Stuart, it sounds like you're still pretty bullish. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be back, at least now on the phone, and next week back in person in Detroit, since obviously it's been a while since we were able to meet together. But yes, we're still pretty positive on the economy. Of course, yesterday the government passed, Congress passed, and the president signed a continuing resolution, keep the government open until December, 3rd, and we suspect they'll keep it open after that. There's a debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Yellen has said October 18th is when the Treasury starts to have to look for loose chains under the couches and sofas, because they're going to run out of money. A lot of banks there. It would be a terrible disaster. We don't think it's going to happen. This is about the 10th sequel on the debt ceiling limit. More significant, of course, as we know, Nancy Pelosi pulled the bill last night on the $1 trillion infrastructure, and obviously there's still a lot of Democratic disagreement on how big the other plan should be, not $3.5 trillion, maybe $1.5 trillion, Joe Manchin says. So, yeah, there's still a lot in Washington that's going on, but through that all, we think with COVID cases hopefully peaking and coming down, there's still a lot of good funding out there, with the Fed still being accommodative. The economy is going to have a strong fourth quarter and have a good year in 2022 and probably several years after that.
Are you at all concerned about the way they're throwing money around in Washington? Now, I know some people are taking a stand, even some, as you mentioned, Democrats who are fighting the president and the plan, but eventually they're going to end up spending another $3, $4, $5 trillion. Does that concern you at all?
Well, I don't think it'll be $4 or $5 trillion. I mean, we spent.
Well, you take 1.25, and then you add 3.5, which is what many of the liberal Democrats are holding out for. I can't do the math quickly, but it's over four, I think.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get $3.5 trillion. To me, that's unlikely. Joe Manchin said 1.5. If they do any kind of agreement, it'll probably be between 1.5 and 2 trillion. Of course, these are huge numbers. And, the infrastructure bill, I think we would all agree, it's been over 8 years, and it's absolutely essential to, keep America in good shape, to do investment in public infrastructure. I don't know how much the other bill will be. Let's remember, back in February, the American Rescue Plan was $1.9 trillion. So I do think $3.5 trillion from a financial point of view is way too much money. But if it's lower than that, let's not forget that under the Trump administration, with the CARES Act, we put out $2.75 trillion, but absolutely necessary at the time. I'd hate to think what the economy would look like now had Congress not spent a lot of money to shore up the individuals who are losing their jobs for no reason of their own, and a lot of companies, particularly small businesses, that would have gone bankrupt.
Well, no question. And your key there, as we speak with Stuart G. Hoffman, Senior Economic Advisor for the PNC Financial Services Group, and he'll be speaking at the Detroit Economic Club on October 6th. In fact, the night before October 5th, you'll hear from Rick DeVore with the PNC Roundtable at 7 p.m. here on WJR. At the time it was necessary, but as is so often the case with government programs, they went well beyond the time that it was necessary. And certainly you recognize the troubles that have happened in our economy because so many businesses can't get people to come back to work because they continued to get free money, and they probably stockpiled it, saved it, maybe, or spent it, and it's hard to get them back to work.
Well, that's certainly true. PNC did a survey of very small businesses. We've been doing it for 18 years. This is a national survey, so it's not Michigan or Detroit. It's across the country. I got to tell you, though, these small businesses are typically less than 10 employees, less than $3 million in sales, what I call the grassroots of the American economy, are the most optimistic they've been in the survey's history about the outlook for their businesses over the next 6 to 9 months. Demand strong. They are making profits. They are going to hire more people. But you're right. They list a challenge is finding good qualified people. And that's going to go on for a while. I mean, we had a pandemic, an unprecedented event. 22 million people lost their jobs in 2 months of March and April. About 70% of them, maybe not individually, but collectively got jobs back. So we still have a ways to go to get people back in the workforce. Clearly, I think COVID is part of the reason as well. I can tell you those programs ended. Those special unemployment compensation enhanced programs ended on September 5th.
Right.
The data we've seen in those couple of weeks is the number of people who are no longer collecting, not eligible to collect unemployment, is 7 million people since September 5th have dropped off the rolls of unemployment because they're not eligible anymore. So if we're looking for people to come back to the workforce, and it was, as you suggested, and some, that it was all about, you know, people, quote, as you said, free money, well, they're not getting it anymore. So we should see, and I hope we will see over the next couple of months, more people coming back into the workforce. But I think it's equally as important that the Delta variant and the rise in caseloads across the country and the number of schools that have had to suspend for a time has also been a big factor in holding people out of the workforce, particularly women.
You know, Stuart, maybe you've seen this. I think it's bizarre, and that is, I talk to a lot of business women, business men, business people all over the place, and virtually everyone I've spoken to has started with, we can't find employees. We have to be shut down days. We were never shut down. We can't get the people. We're hurting for employees. And in the next breath, they tell me when I ask, how's business, though? You know what? It's better than it's ever been. Or we had the biggest year in 8 years or whatever. What the heck is going on with that, Stuart?
Well, you're absolutely right about when I talk to business people all the time, and I said this survey, one-third of the people, small businesses, said they can't find qualified people. And, you know, it's true for the large companies as well. As I said, we have still almost 5 million people who were working right before the pandemic who are not in the workforce. But, I mean, they're not even looking for jobs. Our labor force is way down. So I think it is true that, as if we're past the worst peak on the pandemic, and as we just said, 7 million people are no longer getting unemployment benefits, that I think we will see more and more people return to the workforce. But like you just said, mirrors what the survey said. This is the highest in 18 years. Small businesses have said their outlook for the economy is as confident and positive as any time in the last 8 years, 18 years in our survey, despite the shortage of workers, despite dealing with vaccinations, despite rising costs of doing business and therefore passing it along more in higher prices, which is something we're certainly going to talk about next week, the inflation situation that has been worse than the Fed thought, worse than we thought, likely to last longer, and is going to precipitate a change in Fed policy from being extremely accommodative to maybe a little less so.
Next week, what Stuart just referred to, Stuart G. Hoffman, Senior Economic Advisor for the PNC Financial Services Group. Next week, he speaks before the Detroit Economic Club. That's October 6th at Motor City Casino. And you'll be able to go to econclub.org for more information, econclub.org. The night before that, October 5th, 7 p.m., Rick DeVore and I will host a PNC roundtable. Hope you can be there for that as well. Thanks, Stuart. Nice catching up.
Likewise. Nice to talk to you.